Blog Talk Radio.
Anointing, Lord. We want to be filled, Lord, with your goodness, your
grace, your mercy, God. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, anoint us. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise his name. Praise his name. Praise his name. Glory to his name. Glory to that wonderful and mighty name. The most powerful name. Praise God.
The gift nobody longs for. Here it comes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Some honey is stronger when it's called away, away. I try and pray for your will to get done.
We bow before you tonight, God. We
but I confess it's never fast enough for me.
Oh, God, that's listening tonight, God. Oh, let them feel your arms, oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Oh, God, we look to you, Jesus. Yes, Lord God. You are so good, God. Yes, God. Oh, your peace.
In the darkness, where everything is unknown.
My God, my God. You know the trials. You know the tribulations, oh, God, that your people face, oh, God.
I cannot know. When I
yes, Lord, yes.
Just in Calvary.
Touch your people tonight, Lord. Touch them. Oh, God.
Still you
no matter what state.
Someone like
yes. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
Your presence amazes
me. For loving us with an everlasting love, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for your glory that surrounds us, oh God. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, God, that you have placed in our hearts tonight, oh God. Thank you, God, that there is no God like you tonight, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, oh God. Yes, we just come with thanksgiving unto you, oh God. Oh God, we cannot thank you enough, Lord God. We thank you for your healing virtue tonight, oh God. Oh, God, that you have loved someone like us, God. God, you created us, and God, you loved us with an everlasting love, oh, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, it's more than we can even ask or think, God. It amazes us, oh, God, what you do for us, oh, God, because we cannot even fathom, oh, God, who you are, but we just know, God, by the Spirit, God. Oh, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, that you chose us, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, for touching every heart, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the joy that you give, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. You created us to praise you, oh God. We thank you for the praises that go up, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, that you are more than enough for us, oh, God. Yes, Lord God. We don't have to stand in need for anything, God. Oh, God, because, Lord God, you got it all, God. And you said you own the cattle on a thousand hills, oh, God. You said, Lord God, oh, Father, you own all the silver and gold, God. And, Lord God, oh, you told us just to obey you, oh, God. You told us to call upon you, oh, God. You told us to stand, oh, God, in the midst of trials and tribulations, oh God, told us to just stand, God. Oh God, don't to give up and don't worry and don't fret, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're training us, oh God. Oh God, to be, oh God, soldiers, oh God, of the cross, oh God. I thank you, Lord God. Oh God, tonight, oh God, for everyone that's on, oh God, that your Spirit, oh God, is just, oh God, permeating them, oh God, permeating them, oh God, through every part of their body, their being, their spirit man, oh God. Oh God, building them up, oh God, in their most holy faith. I pray for that mother, oh God. Lord God, that's out there, oh God, that, oh God, peddling drugs, oh God, I pray for that mother, oh God, heart that's breaking tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that son, oh God, that's out there on all kind of substance abuse, oh God, I pray for that mother tonight, oh God, oh Father God, that's daughters out there, oh God, peddling, oh God, her body, oh God, oh Father God, I pray for that mother's heart that's breaking, I pray for that father's heart that's breaking, oh God, toward his daughter, oh God. Father, I pray for, oh God, Lord God, I'm bringing it all to you, Lord God. Oh God, that you will help us, oh God, in every area, oh God, whether it's sickness, whether it's pain, whether it's disappointments, oh God. Lord God, we need your help, oh God. God, it may be, oh God, that son or daughter behind prison walls, oh God, that's got the hearts breaking. can, oh God. But God, I know that you can do anything but fail, God. I know that you can heal that heart and cause them to rejoice, oh God, and bring every care and burden to you, Lord God. I thank you for every hurt, God. Oh God, that you heal hurts, oh God. God, there's nothing that you won't heal, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that you are in the healing business, always was and always will be, God. Thank you, Lord God. I just thank you tonight, oh God, oh Father God, oh God, for families, oh God, that are knitting together, God, where there has been strife and confusion, God. I just believe you tonight, oh God, that they are clinging closer to you, oh God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that they will, oh God, stand firm, oh God, and say, I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. Oh God, praise your name tonight, oh God. I just thank you tonight, oh God, if there's any sick among us, oh God. God, oh God, the healing virtues flowing tonight, God. Oh, it's flowing, oh God, it's flowing from heaven, God, flowing through everything, God. Oh God, no matter what type of sickness it is, I pray for every child, oh God, in every sick room, oh God. Oh God, Father God, that the healing virtue, oh God, is flowing through them, God, flowing through them, oh God. Oh God, no sickness can stand, God, in the name of Jesus, God, when your word, God, is going forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, send down the rain, oh God, and wash away, God, anything, oh God, that shouldn't be, oh God. Oh God, send your rain in us, oh God, and rain down on us, oh God, rain down on us, rain down in the spirit, oh God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, things, oh God, that, oh God, that are not seen, God, hallelujah. They're unseen, God. God, you, oh God, thank you, Lord God. Oh God, you just a mighty God. Yes, God, you an awesome God. Yes, God, you just, oh God, all that. Yes, you are all that and more, God. Father, as we look to you, God, tonight, God. Oh God, teach us tonight, oh God. Teach us tonight, oh God. Be the teacher, oh God. Oh Father God, use us in the way that you would have us to be used tonight, God. Oh, God, comfort your people. Comfort your people, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let nothing, oh, God, come before them, oh, God. Oh, Father God, that they can't stand up and decree and command, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. You have given us that authority, oh, God. You said whatever we bind here on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose here on earth is loosed in heaven. I thank you for that, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, you have given us the privilege. You have given us the authority, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God. You have given us the power, oh, God. Yes, God. Oh, God, to decree some things, oh, God. Hallelujah, God. And you said it shall be established. Hallelujah to Jesus. I thank you, Father God. You are great. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, if anybody have a prayer request now, you need to press the button and raise your hand, praise God, because we're going to pray, praise God. But you are listening to God's favorites. Ministry coming to you tonight, praise God, hallelujah. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs, other to the prison walls, maybe slain by the bullet, or whatever you may be going through? It may not be a son or a daughter. It may be a sickness. It may be some disappointments. It may be some hurts. I don't care what you're going through tonight. God is here. God is here. God is here to heal. God's favors is here, reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will. God said, I will give you rest. If God said it, Jesus said it. He meant it. Praise God. He just wants you to trust in him. He wants you to believe in him. Maybe that son or maybe that daughter you need to trust God for. Maybe they're on drugs you need to trust God for. Maybe they're behind prison wall you need to trust God for. Maybe you are hurting from some hurt, somebody done hurt you. Maybe been in the church. Maybe in your own home. God said these things will come right there in your home. The devil comes in all kind of ways. He tries to steal, kill, and destroy the home, praise God. But he's here to bring healing to our hearts, our mind, and our soul, praise God. Yes, he is. Yes, that's the type of God we serve, praise God. We don't serve a dead God, no. We don't serve we serve a God that have loved us with an everlasting love. He wouldn't have created us if he didn't love us.
I just thank God for creating us. Praise God. Praise God. I say tonight to you, be blessed in the name of Jesus. The blessings of the Lord is upon you. The blessings of what the devil has sent you, you're not going to be blessed. I say you're going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I love the Lord because he is just so awesome. He's just so awesome, and he's so prevalent in our lives. Praise God. Well, the door has opened for us to go to Kenya. Pray for us. Pray for us. I would like to go to Kenya next year. Praise God. If the door, if we get the funds raised, praise God. We do desire to Kenya. We usually go to Togo in Ghana, but the door has opened for us to go to Kenya, and I just would love for you all to pray with me about going to Kenya. I would love to go. I've never been to Kenya, been to Nigeria, Ghana and Togo, West Africa, but Kenya, the door has opened for me to go to Kenya, and I would love to go there in a crusade. They want me to come and minister in a crusade next year. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, they want us to come this year, but I got to get it together. Praise God. And I do believe that we're going to be able to go next year for 2 weeks. Praise God. Hallelujah. And be in the crusade. Praise God. God said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Take this gospel. If anybody would love to go with us to Kenya, you need to let me know. Praise God. Let me know if you would love to go to Kenya, and we can start planning. Praise God. Praise God. And I know every time I go to Africa, praise God. Every time I go to Africa, praise God. God always open up doors and blesses. Praise God. And I'm just so excited. I'm just so excited. When I talked to the pastor yesterday in Ghana, he said, the door is open, mother, for you to come to Kenya, and we need to go to Kenya. And so if you can bless us in any kind of way to go to Kenya, we'll be so happy. Praise God. But we know God is going to make a way for us to go to Kenya. Anybody would like to go to Kenya, please contact me at 504-347-5797. That is my home number. Praise God. If a group would like to go with me, because usually I travel alone, else it was me and my husband, but now he's going on to be with the Lord. But praise God, I would like to have a group to go with me to Kenya on next year. Praise God. Yeah, God is good. God is good. And praise God. And I will be in ministry with some other ministers over there in a crusade. Praise God. God is so good. God is so good. Praise God. I just love him. Praise God. Well, I'm so glad to have my assistant on tonight, Minister Peggy Biden. I'm going to let her have her words of whatever she has tonight, and I'll be right back. Praise God. Minister Peggy.
Well, good evening. This is a wonderful, joyous time to be. This is God's Favorite Radio Program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorite, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. Our phone number is area code 504-347-5797. To contact our program, you can dial 714-409-0578. Press 1 to get into the host key, where you can give a praise report, a prayer request, or just listen in and give from your heart what God wants you to give to the world. We're here on Friday night at 7 p.m. Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, which is a part of the Ministry of God's Favorite. Call this number on Friday at 7 p.m. 714, area code 409-0578. And you will receive a great blessing just by listening to God's word. We love our minister, Janice Williams. We thank her for on Friday nights, and also our pastor, Vivian George, on Sunday nights. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. Tell a friend about it. Let them know that Jesus is there for you. Our prayer requests tonight are for grieving parents, grieving children, grieving people in general, in the world. There's so much tragedy that's happening. But God is our answer. For healing, we ask for healing of the eyes, for eye surgery, for heart disease, and diabetes, cancer. Just remember, keep praying for the children without parents, and parents to be a better parent to that child that's there alone. Don't forget missionaries. Missionaries need our support. And while we're praying over things, Matthew 18:18 through 20 says, "Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." Isn't that wonderful? We only have to call one another on the phone and agree with someone that's having pain, having suffering, having going through a lot of trials and temptations, and God will hear our prayers, and God will help relieve them. Also, here in Psalms 139, it says, verse 17, "God, your thoughts are precious to me. They are so many. If I could count them, they would be more like all the grains of sand. When I wake up, I am still with you." Go down to verse 23. It says, "God, examine me and know my heart. Test me and know my nervous thoughts. See if there is any bad thing in me. Lead me on the road to everlasting life." Isn't that wonderful? Lead me onto the road to everlasting life. And Psalms 140 and 12, "I know the Lord will get justice for the poor and will defend the needy in court. Good people will praise his name. Honest people will live in his presence." We can always go back to our Psalms and we can always find a true word written by David for the inspiration of God. And we can have peace and contentment. Yes, for grieving parents tonight, for those that have been there and see their child taken to prison for overlooked frivolous argument, it hurts. It hurts that mother and that father, and it hurts that parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, the whole family, because we know that we taught them better. Only 2 weeks ago, my nephew OD'd, and thank God there was medical attention given to him right away that could help him come through it. I'm still praying for him to be saved, for him to be cleansed, and I want you all to help me pray for them. Him and his wife, yes, they have an autistic little girl, but God can go in there and heal that family. God can bring that family back to him. Yes, Satan has taken over, it seems, but our God is greater. Isn't that wonderful? If we agree and pray together, Where two or three agree on the earth concerning what they would ask, it will be done. And that's the word that we want to hold on to for this week. If we agree on earth, will everything that we bind on earth will be bound in heaven? Whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. And if two or you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Gather together, friends, and pray for one another. Ask your neighbor to come over and just pray for them. Pray for the problems that they have in their homes. Just don't mention names or anything. Just say, Lord, I bring this family to you in the name. And agreeing, touching, anything that they ask, yes. Anything. And realize that the limitation placed on thing we pray and agree over, anything means we can agree in prayer concerning personal needs, other people, our circumstances, the need for healing, the financial breakthrough, anything God can do. He's a God of miracles. He's a God that saved us, and he will bring us through. Think about it, friends. Love your God. Just open that word every day and just read one word, and it will strengthen your life. Be a great listener to our program, God's Favorite Radio Program. And remember, it's on Sunday nights at 7 and on Friday nights at 7. You will be blessed. God bless you. Keep listening. Tell somebody about us. And thank you for having us join you at your home tonight on the phone or on the radio or on your iPad. We just want to thank God that you are listening. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. And have a joyous week. We love you. Pastor Evangelist Vivian George.
Thank you. Thank you. We are so glad to have you back. Praise God. She's been out taking care of the sick and deceased. Praise God. But we are so glad, oh, that you are back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, tonight is family night. We always have praise on the first of the month, and the second week of the month is always family night. So we're going to talk about the family tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And our title tonight is going to be Why Get Married? Why do we get married? And why should we get married? Well, praise God. Hallelujah. And God has given us a reason. It's ordained. It's ordained. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when things are ordained, we should follow God's ordinance. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then, so we're going to look in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, 26 through 28. And it reads that, and God said, who said it? God said it. God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. Now just listen very carefully. God has created us in his own image. Now, God did this. God created male and female. And then he turned and he blessed us. And God said unto them, be fruitful. I want you to keep that in mind because it's so many times we hear people say that we don't want any children. But that's not, if you don't want children, then maybe you shouldn't get married then because God created a, now unless that you are barren like Abraham's wife and many other women in the Bible. But anyway, God blessed them, and God said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. How are we going to replenish the earth if everybody say, I don't want to have a baby? Two men cannot have a baby to replenish the earth. Two women cannot have a baby to replenish the earth. They cannot bear a baby. This is God's doing. Praise God. Let's go back. The earth, he said, replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every creeping thing that moveth upon the earth. God has given that to man. God has, and why did God give him power over these things so that he can have food to eat. He can go fishing and he can have food to eat and for nourishment of his body. And, you know, the body has to be nourished. And over the sea, we got water. And, you know, we have everything. We live in such a beautiful and vast land where we have the gold right here on earth. All this, we have everything that we need. There's nothing we should not need because God gives it to us. Praise God. He has furnished everything in this beautiful garden. You know, sometime when I'm walking in the park and I look at the trees right now in the spring season and all the flowers in the garden out there in my garden that's flourishing and all the azaleas and how beautiful. We live in a beautiful, beautiful garden. This garden is so beautiful if you really, really look at it. We have times and seasons. We have so much to enjoy. We can enjoy the winter, the coldness. I love it. You know, I hear some people say, oh, I'll be glad when the summer get here. Or some people say, I'll be glad when it get cold. I can take off. I just love every season. I love every season because God gives me to enjoy it. Praise God. I thank God that I can just put on a coat or a scarf and oh, I think I can just look beautiful. He made you beautiful. He said he fearfully and wonderfully made you. Praise God. And he has made allowed man to make all these beautiful things that you can wear. It's just beautiful. The family is beautiful when they can go out dressed and with the summer clothes and cottons and oh, everything is so beautiful. The clothes is made from all the twine and the cotton and oh, it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful garden. It's according to how you look at it. I look at it as gorgeous. It's just wonderful to be here. Praise God. Oh, well, let's go on. Let's look at Genesis chapter 2, 18 through 25. Praise God. Because I tell you, I just get caught up in this garden that I'm in. Oh, it's a beautiful garden. Praise God. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. God done it. So what did he make? Did he make a man or did he make a woman? And out of the ground of the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was he named thereof. Now, I don't care what kind of creature, whether you know what kind it is not, it's already been named. Adam has named every creature Every creature has been named. Praise God. And God gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helpmeet for him. And what did God do? And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof, and the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman. I think our world has got it off. I don't think they understand. And brought her, not him, her unto the man. Praise God. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of the man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, and the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. When God has called two together, they are not ashamed of each other. Praise God. So we see here, God has ordained the family. And the family right now is being torn and battered. And why? Because man has strayed away from God's word and the teaching that God has set for him. Praise God. God has an order. God has order in his word and for our lives. Our lives should be in order. And if our lives is out of order, then there is going to be chaos. Praise God. Hallelujah. There are categories of people now. Let's see about that, because we don't want to leave some out. There are categories of people that may not marry. You didn't think I was going to leave that out, huh? Okay. And let's go to Matthew chapter 9 and 12. Matthew chapter 9 and 12. Let's go over there. Praise God. And in Matthew chapter 9 and 12, it says, praise God. Here it is, 9 and 12. But when Jesus, Matthew 19 and 12. I thought I'm saying what? That's not the right word. Okay, here we are. Matthew 19 and 12. Praise God. I got the word right now. Praise God. Okay, 19 and 12. Correct that if you're writing. Okay, for there are some Enoch which were so born from their mother's womb, and there are some Enoch which were made of men, Enoch of men, and there are some Enoch which have made themselves Enoch for the kingdom of heaven's sakes. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it. Now, when I was studying this, Enoches are those of accident from birth, okay? No sexual desire whatsoever. That's how they become, some of them become Enoch. Some are castorized to serve the state. If you are in a position and you got to serve in that position and you have to be castorized, they castorize you. So some for personal resolve were not castorized as the apostle, as the apostle Paul. Paul was not castorized, but he chose to abstain because God caused him to abstain, to preach the gospel. And there's another group that refers, that it speaks of, that a call of God for such a task that would, and it's only a few, I mean, like priests. These people chooses, just like the word here said, we just read, some chooses for the gospel's sakes not to marry and to abstain from sex. Praise God. So we see we have, the Bible does speak of all these categories that we see here today. So God has everything, you know, everything that goes on, God has it already here for us. There are negative ideas about marriage. And we hear people say sometimes about negative ideas. Let's look at 1 Timothy 4, 1, 2, 3. 1 Timothy 4, and let's read like this. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed and seducing to spirits and doctrines and of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding not to marry, as I said earlier, and commanding to abstain from meats and which God has created, and receive with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing should be refused of it, being received with thanksgiving. Praise God. So we see here, there will some people will tell you to abstain from things, but what is God saying? God saying, just receive it with thanksgiving. I have put you in this vast world. I have put you here to enjoy everything. Everything is available for you. Praise God. And you know, I just rejoices in that when God speaks to me. He said, it's here for your enjoyment. He said, enjoy the fruit of your labor. You that have own jobs, there's a time of enjoyment. You enjoy it. Praise God. God has blessed you. Praise God. Hallelujah. There are five major reasons why you should marry. Number one, to provide a godly ordained companionship among a husband and wife and children that is based on trust and intimacy and fidelity. As we just read in Genesis 2 and 18, God made the man and the woman. And also verse 24 through 25, we've just read that, praise God. To produce God-fearing children who will carry on God's plan and programs of subduing and replenishing the earth. We should be married as husband and wife so that we can relate to our children, that they should marry and carry on God's plan. That's in verse Genesis 1 and 28. The earth have to be replenished. And God want us to be replenished with godly children and praise God, hallelujah. To have sexual relationship within the boundary, that's number three, to another purpose, to have sexual relationships within the boundaries of marriage only, thereby protecting the emotions and character of your spouse. Let's go to Proverbs on that one. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go to Proverbs 20 and 23. Let's read that. Okay. Proverbs 5. 5:20 through 23. All right. And it reads as this. Praise God. 5:20 and through 23. And why wilt thou, my son, be ravished with strange women? Men should not go out there with strange women. The mothers are to teach their son to have one wife and to love that wife and embrace the bosom of a stranger. For the ways of a man are before the eyes of the Lord. The man, that he is before the eyes of the Lord. And he ponders all he's going. God watches that man and all his goings. Because God has made him the head of that house, praise God. His own iniquities shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cause of his sins. God's going to watch you, and you're going to be holden with. You know, there's one passage in the Bible said, when you know, you're going to be whipped with many stripes. When you don't know, you'll be whipped. Beaten with a few stripes. So we got to give an account of some of the things that we do. And he shall die without instruction. And in the greatness of his folly, he shall go astray. When you're not in the will of God, when you're not in the word of God, when you're not abstaining and keeping the word of God, you will go astray in folly. See how our men go astray because our men go astray because they are not in the word of God. Praise God. Oh, our time is progressing. Let me run on. Okay. Proverbs 6 and 27, 6:27-35 reads, and he prepared the heavens, and I was there. And when he set the a compass upon the face of the depth, and when he established the clouds above, he strengthened the fountains of the deep, and when he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass, his commandment when he appointed the foundations of the earth. Then I was by him. When God done everything, God had us there right there on his mind as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing. Oh, I was there. God had us there with him, praise God, rejoicing in the habitable part of the earth. My delights were with the sons of men. Now, therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instructions and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watches daily at the gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whosoever findeth me findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Praise God. That is awesome. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I love it. I love it. 1 Corinthians. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 7:1-5. Concerning marriage. Now concerning the things whereof you wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Let her husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife to her husband. The wife has not power over her own body. I could go there. You women wants to keep yourself from your husband. Never, never, never. Once you get married, you belong to your husband. Praise God. That's one thing me and my husband never did. I never kept myself from it. Baby, I see you bought it, it's yours. Whenever you get ready for it, hallelujah, let's go on. Praise God. But the husband, likewise, also, and the husband had not power over his own body, but the wife. Defraud ye not one another, except it be for consent of for a time, that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer. There is a time, and you should be in agreement. Come together again, that Satan tempt you for your inconsistency. Praise God. There is a time that you should come together and talk about it and not let the devil steal what God has brought together. Praise God. Another one. Praise God. To promote satisfaction and contentment of sexual desires, which can only be achieved in marriage. And last one, to portray the picture of commitment involved in our relationship to Jesus Christ. So let's run over here to Ephesians right quick. Praise God. Our time is gone. Praise God. But, oh, I just want to share this with you all tonight. Oh, Lord God, praise God. Ephesians 5, please read it, 31 and 32. Praise God. God has admonished us, oh, praise God. And it says, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery which I speak concerning Christ and the church. We ought to draw closer to each other after all of this, praise God. God has ordained it. what God has ordained, let no man put asunder. Praise God. I just bless you tonight. I'm so glad that all of you all joined in tonight. Praise God. And I just love to teach on the family because that's the first thing God did. God created that family, and we ought to know how to love one. I want to bless you. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you, and may he lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace this week. Bless you now, and I'll see you back next Sunday night, also on Friday night. Praise God. Bye-bye.